नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
The tiny state of Tripura on the northeast corner of the country has largely remained out of the headlines, but this time it is battle royale in Tripura. It is the first state to see a direct left versus right fight in the country. Here's the cheat sheet to understand Tripura that's going to polls this week. In a sharp reaction to Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's warning, the Pakistan government has issued a statement to say they would pay India in its own coin in case of any Indian misadventure. As thousands prepare to celebrate Valentine's Day, the day of love, the one-of-its-kind restaurant chain Shiro's Hangout in Lucknow is gearing up to celebrate the engagement of a former employee, an acid attack survivor, at the eating joint that is famous for being run by acid attack survivors. Pramodini and Saroj would get engaged on February 14 at Shiro's, and preparations are in full swing at the restaurant, as her former colleague can hardly contain their excitement. According to highly placed sources in the BJP, preliminary talks have taken place between select Sena leaders close to Uddhav Thackeray and some Maharashtra BJP leaders. The aim is to convince the party to agree to an amicable seat-sharing formula that will not hamper the interest of either party. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti gave an impassioned plea to the central government to initiate a dialogue with Pakistan to resolve the Kashmir dispute. Hours later, she even tweeted her defense of talks and said, "Dialogue with Pakistan is necessary if we are to end the bloodshed. I know I will be labeled anti-national by the news anchors tonight, but that doesn't matter. The people of JNK are suffering. We have to talk because war is not an option." While Cape Town in South Africa is being touted as the first major city in the modern era to face the threat of running out of water, Bengaluru is not far behind. Bengaluru is second in a list of 11 cities that are facing the imminent threat of running out of water based on a UN-backed study. Telangana Home Minister Naini Narasimha Reddy faced the wrath of the people of Hanamkonda for rejecting the demand for reservation of the poorer sections of the Reddy community and deeming it unconstitutional. Incensed by his remark, people present in the audience started throwing water bottles at him, and police had to form a ring on the stage to protect the minister. The minister, meanwhile, continued his speech amid the uproar. The armed forces will get some much-needed firepower as soon as the Defence Acquisition Council approved the procurement of light machine guns, assault rifles and sniper rifles worth ₹15,935 crores on a fast-track basis. YSR Congress Party Chief Jagan Mohan Reddy has announced that if the BJP-led central government does not fulfill the promise of granting special category status to Andhra Pradesh, its members of parliament will resign in protest. A transgender has written to President Ramnath Kovind seeking mercy killing after being denied a job as a cabin crew member in Air India. Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu wants a new dress code for lawyers and judges for independent India. He also advocated for making court orders and judgments available in regional languages too. A Delhi court has framed conspiracy and other charges against Indian Mujahideen co-founder Yasin Bhatkal and his associate in a case related to the September 2008 serial blast in Delhi that claimed 26 lives and left 135 people injured. While Akshay Kumar starrer Padman is creating social awareness about sanitary napkins, a 21-year-old student from Kolkata is putting thought into practice. Shobhan Mukherjee, a first-year MSc Geography student of Ashutosh College, has been distributing sanitary napkins at pay-and-use toilets in South Kolkata since October 2017. Mukherjee is Kolkata's Padman. Bollywood, in its unique way, breaks countless hearts every year. On this Valentine's Day, don't worry if you're alone, because there are a bunch of Bollywood characters who are going to spend V-Day all by themselves. How well do you know them? Take our quiz and find out. Agree or disagree? For TV news, Asaduddin Owaisi is a gift that keeps on giving. Another matter that almost nothing of what he says ever makes it to the newsprint. Today, he has said that those who died defending the terror attack in Sunjawan military station in JNK were Kashmiris and Muslims. I agree with Owaisi, because sometimes it is important to say what he said. It is important because today every Kashmiri is being projected as a stone pelter, an anti-national, even terrorist. By extension, every Muslim is being projected as an anti-national, never mind that most Muslims in the rest of India have little in common with those in Kashmir except religion.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.